Thank you, Mr. Falco. I'd asked that we add a section onto the board agenda that's a superintendent's report, just so I can provide the board and the community with some updates on goings-on within the district. I do have a lengthy report this evening, not lengthy, you know, 20 minutes, half hour, but it's a number of events given the opening of school that I wanted to provide an update on. The first thing is that the district office staff, we visited all of our schools over the first 2 days of school opening. We're happy to say that we see students smiling, walking in our buildings, and it looked like a fantastic start. I was over at High School North for the beginning of school yesterday, and right away, even as a few buses were pulling in, I saw students in classes and getting ready, and teachers starting teaching right away. It's a great time of year to be in education. I also wanted to just report to the Board of Education that we have all of our elementary sections are at or below their targets. We did have some issues the week leading up to school, but Mish Matan and the building principals worked very hard to take care of those issues. So I also wanted to take an opportunity to thank our buildings and grounds, our maintenance and custodial workers who worked to have a successful opening of school. Several of the board members, Mr. O'Keefe, some of our district staff, and myself toured all of our buildings over what felt like a marathon 3 days. It's very difficult to get into 15 buildings over 3 days. I was dragging at the end of the third day. But what we saw was buildings that just looked phenomenal, especially if you'd gone in them a few weeks earlier with all of the activities that take place in all of our buildings and then getting into them for the opening of school. Our staff did a tremendous job. I wanted to just follow up on a Newsday article today that you may have seen regarding lead testing in schools. All districts are required to have lead testing of potable water sources by October 31st, and the new law associated with this requires 5-year rechecking of all of those potable water sources. We are happy to say that all of our water sources, our potable water sources, were tested in June of 2016. In district, I'm going to read this because I don't have all these numbers off the top of my head. We have 858 potable water sources. 82 of them were above the EPA limits. So at that time, we shut down all 82 of those. Generally, when there's a water source that's above the lead limits, it's in the fixture. So we've actually shut down all of those 82, and we've started the repair process. 71 of the repairs are completed, and again, all 82 of those, even if the repairs are completed, are still shut down. We retest, and we're in the process of waiting for the data from the retests. So that's something that we will continue to provide an update on. I wanted to thank Mr. Shadbolt and the transportation staff. First day in a school district where we had 18 schools and now have 15, there are bound to be some bumps. In the morning, I think we were a little smoother yesterday than in the afternoon. We had a rough spell in the afternoon, but I've checked in with all of our principals, Mr. Shadbolt, Mr. O'Keefe was at some of our buildings, and by all reports, the afternoon today was in light years better. And so we're looking forward to that to be a continuing trend at this point. We did have one minor accident today involving a school bus at High School North. It was a student driver from High School North hit one of our buses. All the students and bus drivers are okay. There was minimal damage to the bus, and all of the students stayed on that bus and were safely driven home. So I just wanted to kind of make sure that everybody's well aware of that. And finally, our district office has seen the departure of Mr. Manzo 2 weeks ago, and now we have this evening will be reluctantly accepting Mish Matan's resignation on the agenda. I do wish both of them a lot of luck in their next professional endeavor. And what I wanted to say is we were going to appoint an interim administrator this evening. We are now taking an opportunity to take a step back, and we are going to work to appoint an interim administrator moving forward. I just want to clarify what an interim administrator is. An interim administrator is temporary. It's somebody to help us with any of the gaps that we may experience from person A to person B. These are not the permanent solutions. Sometimes you'll hear about an interim administrator going from one district to another, or maybe over the past 5 or 6 years they've worked in four different locations. That's not uncommon for this position. But what I've asked the Board of Education to do is to work with me and the administrators so that we could take a look at our administrative structure here in district office and not necessarily dive headfirst into replacing exactly what we have, but taking a look and seeing if there are other ways that we can do it and or do the same thing. So that's why we're looking at interim administrators at this time. Thank you, Mr. Falco.
Thank you, Dr. Aaron. Okay, we'll open it up with Tricia Mayers. Step right up. Hiya. They would be able to hear you better if you did sit.
Okay.
It's just the people in the back have a tough time.
Okay.
If press that button to make sure it's light green when you...
Green, okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, members of the board, I'm not exactly sure how to do this, but the reason I'm here is my daughter's involved in the science research program at Sachem North. And she's been in there since she was a freshman. She's a junior now, and every year there's always a problem. Last year they weren't going to have them compete at the science fair, and it was told that they should probably try to raise money, but it's not a club, it's a class. So finally they got the go-ahead to have it. At the end of the year, they always have a symposium, and that was told that the principal at the school said she wasn't going to support the club that it is and not come. So now this year they changed teachers at the last minute, so it's no longer the teacher, Dr. Vicarelli, which we call Dr. V. He's now at Sachem East, and they appointed a new teacher. And so my daughter goes at ninth period. That new teacher didn't know that they did science research in the class. He did not know that they compete at a science fair. I'm just concerned that they're not going to maintain doing the science fair at the end of the year. He didn't have a syllabus. I don't understand how on the first day of class there's no syllabus. Teacher doesn't know what they do in the class. She's a junior, so I only imagine what the fifth period freshman had. Being that science is such an important part of school and jobs in the future, we've been visiting colleges, and all they speak about is that they're all going to be involved in some type of research at their colleges, whether it's science, English, whatever class they take, they're going to be involved with research. I don't know why Sachem doesn't think it's a strong program. I'm not saying that they don't, but I just don't feel when she won an award last year at the Long Island Science of Congress for honors, it's only one of two students that won at Sachem. All the other schools had about 5 to 10 representatives that won awards from their school. So I just want to make sure that it maintains, and it's not a club, it's a class. So being that there's a new teacher, I just want to make sure it has the strength it had from Dr. V in the past.
Okay. All right. We're going to look into it. Dr. Graham, we'll look into it.
Okay.
Ms. Myers, yeah. I don't know if you know, my background is a science director
at K-12.
I did, and I'll pat myself on the back, oversee a science research program that I would like to think was highly successful. This is the first I'm hearing of this, so we will look into it, and we'll make sure we get back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's it. All right. Personnel items, consent agenda for personnel items 3A1 through 3D6. Motion, please. Bill, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. And just want to mention, again, just to repeat what Dr. Graham said about Jessica, the board wants to thank you for your time you served here. We appreciate what you've done and wish you the best of luck.
Okay.
Okay. We're up to action items, mini contracts, 511 through 511 through 511. I guess that's only one, huh?
Should be 411.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't see how far we had grouped those ahead, and I too just wanted to congratulate Ms. Matan and her next endeavor. I also wanted to just see if there were any people who we were appointing this evening, personnel here.
Anybody here? No.
Okay. Stacy. And we are appointing Stacy Spatafora DeChico to a different position this evening. So congratulations, Stacy.
Congratulations, Stacy. Okay, I guess that's 411 through 511. Motion, please. Rob, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. This is Mike. Look what page we're on. Almost done here. This is going to be a record night. Okay. 411. Yeah, I guess 421 is next, right? I don't know where that is. Recommendation on a special committee for special education. Motion. Terry, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports. Subcommittees. I have a question regarding subcommittees. We did have one resignation this year, and I haven't heard anything about the people that are on it. I haven't heard from them. So I'd like the board, we have to make a decision. We don't have to do it tonight, but do we want the Budget Advisory Committee or we don't want it? But if we don't want it, we have to take it off here. So let's think about it. We'll talk about it at the next board meeting to see what we're going to do about that, all right? We can always put out feelers if anybody else wants to sit on it. But to our problem is we didn't give them much to do. So I can see their frustration. They didn't get back to us at all. So we'll look into that. Any more visitors?
Tony, I'll just update you. With the audit committee, we have a meeting scheduled for September 29th.
Okay.
So we'll have the we're going to be meeting with Mr. O'Keefe and the audit committee members. And are there any of the auditors going to be there, right?
Yes, our external auditors will be here with our draft financials.
Right.
We'll review the draft financials to present them to the board at the following board meeting, which is on the 5th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get it done before that. Okay?
Okay, that's good. Nobody here from the legislative? Nobody. Okay. We can, our next, we have nothing else, Dr. Graham, right?
I'm sorry. I'm not one to usually take over the microphone, but I don't want to forget anything this evening. There has been a lot of questions and concerns regarding the capital bond project that was proposed over the summer. Mr. O'Keefe and I have just received a new list from our architects after we met with them, and we'll be sharing that list with the Board of Education this week. And then our intent is to begin to look at the bond in its current construct and to talk about if there are items that need to be revised or considered. And so it's not too late, but we are still targeting an early spring bond vote. Thank you.
Okay. No visitors? Future agenda items? No, okay. Okay. I can't believe that's the right time. This is. No. Okay, I motion to adjourn. Vic, second. Terry, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.